Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring many electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. We are officially in, well, after this week, I suppose, because the Broncos have another, you know, OTA. After this week, this is what sportscasters refer to as the dead period.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a dead period. And you kind of, it's not like you make it up as you go. There's going to be plenty of things that avail themselves. There always are. I mean, for instance, next week is the U.S. Open.
Right.
And Scottie Scheffler goes in on quite a tear. God, 11 straight tournaments with top 10 finishes.
Yeah.
This is a guy that is demanding your attention.
Right.
Right now. No question about it. You know, we'll get into some of the things on the fray, right? We'll get Wimbledon in there. And
Yeah. I mean, but not much local.
No.
Unless we are going to spend a couple of segments on Amador's first hit.
No, because he'll be up for the amount of time that Brendan Rodgers is on the IL.
Now is a good time to trade Rodgers. Or maybe last year was a good time to trade Rodgers.
Actually, 2 years was probably the right time when they could have gotten a decent return, like, I don't know, a starting pitcher.
Yeah, we don't want to trade any of our guys.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to
lose 100 with the best of them.
Yeah. With that, time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
CBS Sports had an article titled AFC Rookies Taken After Day One Who Can Earn Key Roles This Season. The pick for the Broncos is fifth-round pick and cornerback Chris Abrams-Drain. This is what was written about Abrams-Drain. He must have been more of an injury flight risk than we all thought during the pre-draft process, but there's no way his film and workout suggested he'd be picked in the fifth round. If he can return to 100% healthy, Abrams-Drain can be an annoying slot cornerback for opposing offenses. He excels at well-timed blitzes off the edge, impeccable instincts and ball skills, and the suddenness needed to close windows and a flash at the NFL level. He and 2023 rookie standout Jaquan McMillan are very similar players. When the Broncos drafted Abrams-Drain, did he seem to be, in some ways, I don't want to say overlooked, but kind of lost in the shadows of Jonah Ellis, Troy Franklin, Audric Estime, even Vele a little bit? Because of all the guys that were drafted outside of their final pick of the seventh round, he was the least talked about.
Yeah.
Yet, in this article, he's the guy.
Yeah. He is the one guy.
And that's why he stuck out. Listen, if they picked Ellis, if they picked Franklin, If they picked Estime, we wouldn't even be talking about this. But honestly, when I saw his name, I'm like, really?
Franklin got run because he was Bo Nix's guy at Oregon.
And he put up huge numbers.
And he slipped. He slipped.
Well, they're saying that Abrams Drain slipped as well.
Yeah. He's in the mix. He's getting good rotation, and he's getting reps. He does feel like a slot guy to me.
Yeah.
They've got a very good, not okay, they've got a very good slot corner right now in Jaquan McMillan, who both you and I really, really like.
Yep.
They've got some guys in that corner room that are intriguing. People don't even talk about Levi Wallace, who was a guy that started in Pittsburgh or played very reasonable rotations in Pittsburgh, that I think probably at this moment would be the guy, if they started a game, if they had a game this week, would probably start opposite of Pat Surtain.
They got a lot of potential.
Yes, that's where they are right now.
Right,
yeah, potential. Totally. What's
potential code for? Haven't done it yet.
Or haven't done it yet in this combination. Wallace is intriguing to me. Riley Moss is intriguing to me.
Potential.
Riley Moss has got to stay on the field.
Right.
That we're getting it. We're getting into a little bit of that kind of thing with Riley Moss.
Yep.
So he needs to stay on the field as much as he possibly can. And then Damari Mathis is a guy that
it's great his rookie year.
I mean, he was, and then it wasn't good.
Right.
So we'll see about the bounce back ability of him. But you're right. They've got some guys. They've got one guy that you absolutely know. And then the rest of them, based in where they are, well, and Jaquan McMillan. I think there are two guys that you pretty much know what you have,
yep.
Right? And then the rest of them.
But we thought the same thing about Damari Mathis, too. And I'm not suggesting.
No, you're right.
That Jaquan McMillan isn't going to be terrific. But Damari Mathis, after his rookie season, they got a baller.
Yeah.
And then he was basically, I don't want to say benched, but he just disappeared.
Well, he just wasn't good.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't cover.
Right.
I mean, that's an issue for a cornerback.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what happens? Team C film of players.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in baseball that you're raking, hitting the fastball, and then there's suddenly a scouting report on you, and it's curveball, off-speed pitch, curveball.
The guy opposite Pat Surtain better be good because he's going to get most of the action.
Yep.
It ain't going to be Surtain.
Right.
So that's where you are. You got to have a tough-minded, talented, skilled guy on that other side. And I'm not saying Damari Mathis can't be that kind of guy. He was good enough in his rookie season to see the possibilities with, but he is looking for a bounce back.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So I'm guessing Abrams Drain would not have been your pick as a lot of playing time this year out of the draft class. Who is your pick?
Well, Bo Nix is the most obvious pick.
Well,
beyond that.
Well, remember, it said outside of your first pick.
Yes, okay.
That was the premise of the question.
I would say, I've seen three practices. I'm hopefully going to see three more this week.
I know who you're going to say.
And actually, it's before for a rookie.
I know who you're...
Who do you think? Who are you guessing?
I think I know who you're going to say, but let me caution you on your pick.
Okay.
Because I would make the same pick. It seems like every year there is always someone who's a pass catcher that you believe, okay, this guy's looked really good in training camp.
Right.
He's looked really good in the preseason, mm-hmm. and this guy has a chance to really make a difference. And the last guy I can think of that we were like, wow, this guy has a chance to make a difference was Jalen Virgil.
Yeah.
And now we are all frothing at the mouth over Devon Vele. Is that your pick?
No.
Wow.
No. I, okay. I, no. I, the guy that I am most curious about at this point is a guy that we haven't seen very much of, and it's Jonah Ellis. I think that they feel that is a really strong value pick, and he is a guy that anytime he comes up in conversation, there's that little bit of, that's a guy flying under the radar.
When you have watched practice, have you been seeing his number pop up?
Not as much, yeah. because he's still injured.
Right.
He's still injured. It would be more of a film thing, and it's not like I sit and study film all day. I'm not that guy.
You're not an all 22 guy?
You know, I probably would be an all 22 guy.
Why don't you get it?
If
you took your job seriously, Bruce, you'd be an
there
all.
There it is.
You'd be an all 22
there
guy.
There it is. I need That's to be right. an all 22 guy. I need to make that purchase.
Right. No, so, let the station do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's yeah. No problem. They take care of me. I do think there are guys. This is an intriguing rookie camp. It's an intriguing rookie camp because it has to be, right? It's an intriguing rookie crop because they have to get guys out of it that are going to contribute sooner rather than later.
Well, think about this. Let's look at last year's draft. What has Drew Sanders done? Third round pick.
Well, he would have been certainly right. a guy this year.
Well, but he's not. Well, injured, he might come back midseason.
Right, but he certainly would have been a guy in the he would have been in the
How are you feeling about right now? Riley Moss, third round pick.
Just haven't seen it from him.
How about JL Skinner?
That's a guy that Sean Payton is a little more bullish on, but
That's fine.
Haven't seen it from him.
Okay. Alex Forsythe.
Alex Forsythe, I think, will be a guy. I think he will be in the mix.
He's going to be competing with a couple of other guys to be the starting center.
Sam Mustapha is, I think.
I think he's your starting center.
Probably.
So basically, if he's your starting center, 1 year in, outside of Marvin Mims, nothing. Zero you have gotten. Well, so to your point, we need to get something out of this draft class.
Well, they got something out of Drew Sanders last year.
Little. Very.
I like him better than you do.
No, no. I like him. I'm saying we got very little out of him last year, and we will get nothing out of him for the first half of the season.
Can't argue that.
So, okay. Just Can't for argue fun. That. Mims, let's see what happens. But grade Sanders, Moss, Skinner, Forsythe as one full grade from last year and how you feel about this year. Right now, as we sit here in June.
C minus.
Oh, I think you're being generous.
Probably.
Right.
Probably.
Coming up after the break, a real interesting article on ESPN. Most impressive champions since Michael Jordan's Bulls. There have been 25 teams. Where are the Nuggets on the list? That's next.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, Roller Auctions. They have a great auction going on tomorrow, featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Siltar Mazda in Broomfield has it all, routinely ranked, talking about Mazda's top five in affordability, reliability, fuel economy. Checks every box for what you want in a car or an SUV. Plus, you want luxury and durability? They check those boxes, too. You'll get 0.9% financing on many of their models. Go to Broomfield today for a test drive or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN's Kevin Pelton wrote an article titled "The Most Impressive Champion Since Michael Jordan's Bulls." He ranks the top 25 teams in order since Jordan left Chicago. The formula Pelton used was regular season performance measured by point differential and playoff dominance measured by point differential adjusted for opposition faced during the run.
He writes this about the Nuggets, who finished, by the way, 24th of 25 teams. Subjectively, the Nuggets feel as if they belong higher on the list. I wonder if he got direct complaints. But their 53-29 regular season record was on the low side for a champion, third worst in terms of winning percentage, and their point differential was the worst of any title winner in that span. But Denver doesn't get full credit for a 16-3 run through the playoffs with the sixth best point differential. Wasn't it 16-4? Thanks. So there are some things already that bother me about this. With the sixth best point differential, plus 8.3 in that span, because the Nuggets faced three teams that reached the playoffs through the play-in tournament. But by the time that Denver went a combined 8-1 against them, the Lakers and the Heat were more formidable than their middling regular season suggested.
What do you think of this analysis? Clearly, you're right. It's not 16-3, it's 16-4. Mm-hmm. So, listen, forgive the guy for making a mistake, but at the end of the day, what do you think of his overall analysis?
Well, if we're putting that much on regular season performance about a postseason team.
Well, remember, he even said, by first glance, outside of the rules that I used for all teams, they should be higher. So he even said, I know what my metrics were, but they should probably be higher.
This, to me, is fodder for sports talk radio, which is what we do.
Yeah.
I get that, but who cares? I mean, really, at the end of the day, does it matter whether the Nuggets are the 24th team on this list, not on this list at all, or they're in the top 15? It just is immaterial. But I mean, fine. I like lists just like the next guy.
We're in list season.
We are in list season.
That's right.
We're looking for low-hanging fruit.
Right. I mean, the question is, are they better than any of the Lakers teams that won three in a row? Are they better than any of the Spurs teams that won five?
No.
Over that span?
And no, because the Lakers won three in a row, and the Spurs won five in a row. The Nuggets.
We're forgetting about Golden State. Better than any of those teams.
No, how can you be?
Okay.
They repeated.
Right.
They repeated and then repeated again.
Right.
So they're not in that realm.
So when, to me, you look at regular season, they mailed in the final 6, 7, 8 games.
More than that, even.
But is it fair to say that they didn't play, for lack of a better phrase, the top teams on their playoff run? Okay. Didn't play those top teams because a lot of them were play-in teams. That's not an unfair statement.
No.
Now, granted, those play-in teams did beat teams that were higher than them. As an example, Miami beat Boston. Right? I mean, are we going to take away from the Boston Celtics if they beat the fifth seed in the West? Which the fifth seed in the West jackhammered Minnesota, the third team, in which that third team did beat the second team. I mean, we can go through this
right
all day.
Well, the fifth beat the one. I mean, you know, Dallas beat Oklahoma City.
Right.
So no, I hear you. Yeah, I don't live in a give them credit, take away world. To me, if you're a champion, you're a champion. And that's the end of the discussion.
It's not taking away from the Nuggets winning a title. It's putting them up against the other teams that have won titles. That's what this is truly about. Do I think they would have beaten Golden State? Probably not. But remember, we would have to really do a deep dive into matchups. How would that look? Would Duncan be guarding Jokic, or would he be guarding Aaron Gordon, right? When you look at the Pistons that won a championship, oh, I like me some Chauncey Billups on Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. I like me some Ben Wallace as a rim protector against Aaron Gordon and anybody else. I like Rip Hamilton as a scorer, and Rasheed Wallace was a nasty MF-er as well. So if you went head-to-head against those other teams, how do you think it would play out? Against the Milwaukee Bucks, who won the title in 2022-2021, mm-hmm. I think the Nuggets beat Milwaukee. I just do.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would probably start with the one-offs.
How about the Mavericks when they had Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd? Do I think the Nuggets win that series? I do.
Yeah.
And that's why I think
the ones that I would probably make the most apt comparisons.
And I think that's where you do make those comparisons,
right, sure,
as much as anything else. So to his credit, when he writes, subjectively, the Nuggets feel as if they belong higher on the list despite his own rules. I agree with him. They do belong higher on the list than 24. But are they sitting at 15? Maybe, maybe not. What I can say, watching the Nuggets like you did during that championship run, they played elite-level defense.
Yes.
I don't know if the Mavericks played elite-level defense when they won a title.
No.
Because they did not have elite-level defensive players.
No.
With that, let's look at the last three champs in Denver. Which team was the best? The 2015 Broncos, the Avs from two seasons ago, or the Nuggets from last season? To me, there's a clear-cut winner in that.
I think the Avs.
They were clearly they were unstoppable.
Yeah.
They had a great team on both ends of the ice.
Yep.
Where McCarr and McKinnon were playing at an elite level.
And they had great depth.
They did, and they did not have great goaltending.
No.
And with all due respect to the Broncos, their defense was elite, but their offense was subpar.
Right. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fairly easy from a standpoint of Avs, Nuggets, Broncos in terms of the last three championships?
Yep.
I think so. Seems reasonable to me.
Yep.
But, boy, it's a good problem to have when you got to argue or when you got to split hairs against championship teams. And we've had a good run here.
Yeah.
We have had a good run, and you don't take it for granted. I mean, having been able to work through this market and follow championship efforts with the Avalanche and the Nuggets has been incredible. Right. Absolutely incredible. And then you throw in, I came right in at the very end of the at the end of the Broncos Super Bowl thing, but you know, still, it's a great city. It's a championship city. It really is. It's great.
Right. I mean, when I look at the top 10, I don't think the Nuggets crack it. No. You have Golden State, the Lakers. Remember all the titles that they've won. San Antonio is 3. Golden State's 4. Cleveland was 5. That's when LeBron was in his prime.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they had Kyrie Irving.
And they were down 3-1 in that series and came back and won it.
Golden State's number 6. Lakers are number 7. Celtics are number 8. That's with Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. Sorry, Nuggets don't win that series.
No, I have no...
And then you have Miami at number 10 when Dwayne Wade was unreal, and you had Shaquille O'Neal. That twosome, I'm sorry, was better than Jokic and Murray. No? Dwayne Wade is one of the greatest players to ever play this game. And he was unreal that particular season.
I like Dwayne Wade a lot.
So do I.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, wouldn't you go there? I mean, the Nuggets were a great team because they did not have great individual parts outside of two guys, but they had a great team. The other teams had great players. More of them, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I would listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the Nuggets were clearly the best team in the NBA the year that they won it.
I mean, here's one. Here's one you can argue. The 14th ranked team, the 2018-2019 Toronto Raptors. You had Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
And an up-and-coming Siakam. Up-and-coming.
Yeah.
Could they have won that series? Yeah. I think they could have. But.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard was in his heyday.
Oh, my God. That series was about as impressive for one guy.
Yep.
Pulling that train as I can remember.
Right.
Loved that series. Loved it.
Coming up after the break, I think this might be our fourth day in a row talking about Caitlin Clark. Oh, wow. You want to talk about people getting all bent out of shape about her not being on the U.S. Women's Olympic team? Well, leave it to Caitlin Clark to completely take all the air out of the balloon by how she has handled the situation. Was this a mistake by the U.S. women's basketball team not including her, considering everything that she has done to draw attention to the WNBA? But just as importantly, she leads the WNBA, I believe, in three-point shooting, and she's second in assists. Was it a mistake keeping her off the team? That's next.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler.
Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come, baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from the
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicle contractor rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Well, Caitlin Clark back in the news again. Wasn't picked for the U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team. Caused quite an uproar. A lot of people sounded off on social media. I'll just read you one thing. Longtime ESPN anchor Linda Cohn said, all she does is grow the game, pack arenas, set rookie records. What a short-sighted decision and a lost opportunity. Considering all the other players picked might be better than Clark, and let's be honest, where these women are, I don't know if Caitlin Clark is one of the 12 best Americans in the world.
Right.
Should they have picked her anyway because of her impact on the game?
Well, yeah, for me, but this is my set of standards. She's got enough game to be in that conversation anyway. And if she has the game to be one of the 12 best, and we're splitting hairs. Is a Caitlin Clark right now better than a Diana Taurasi, who at age 41 is trying to win her fourth gold medal? That's a cool story. It yep. is, but I mean, come on. Yes. To me, I would tend towards the Linda Cohn part of the argument. You are never going to have as many, well, to this point, you will never have this many eyes on women's basketball. And it's because Caitlin Clark is playing. With all due respect to these very incredibly talented women who were named through no fault of their own on the Olympic team. That's absolutely fantastic. But from a standpoint of tune-in ability, forget it. If I was NBC, I'd have been stomping my foot on the table saying, you get her butt on that team, and we'll talk about the rest of it later. Yeah, to me, it's it's an opportunity lost. Is it the end of the world? No. There will be other times, and 4 years from now, this group that is coming in right now will be the preeminent elements on that women's basketball team, and we'll have plenty of opportunities to cheer for Caitlin Clark and fill in the blanks, the rest of the guys.
I can understand where there would be resentment.
I do too.
If somebody got left off for her and that other woman was a better player. In a lot of ways, it's kind of a, when you get picked for an Olympic team, in some ways, you may not be one of the 12 best, but it's a culmination of a lifetime achievement award.
It is.
But let's be honest here. Let's be honest about something. The Dream Team, was Larry Bird in 1992 one of the 12 best American players in the league? No, he wasn't.
No.
I mean, Magic Johnson was on the team after announcing that he was HIV positive and hadn't played in a while. But you can't leave off Larry Bird and Magic Johnson on a Dream Team.
No.
Right.
Correct.
So I can understand the argument on both sides. Two anonymous longtime USA basketball veterans with decades of experience in the women's game told USA Today Sports. There were concerns over how Clark's millions of fans would react to what they would be upset about, which would be now, forget about not making the team. How come she's only getting limited playing time? That argument, I don't buy.
Yeah, I don't buy that one either. It's like, and especially considering who Caitlin Clark is, how much has Caitlin Clark swung and missed at any of the crap that's come her way so far? She has only handled everything about as well as you could possibly handle it, right?
Yep.
So what would make you believe that she wouldn't understand the pecking order?
No, it's the fans. It's
Okay, maybe.
She's on the team, and we tuned in to watch her play, and why isn't she playing?
She would probably, this is how cool Caitlin Clark is, she probably would have diffused that too.
Right.
That's just this gal gets it.
Yeah.
She gets it. And look, I won't watch men's basketball in the Olympics.
You won't?
No.
You should, because the international competition is fierce now.
I mean, I can watch the world championships, and I think that that's more interesting to me. But okay.
What's the difference?
One's a world championship, and one's the Olympics.
They're both world championships. The Olympics is a world championship.
It's a medal that you get. You're not a world champion. It's not FIBA. It's not a world championship. And it's, I mean, to me.
Okay. Well,
it's not.
Then the World Series isn't really the World Series because.
All right, Eric, if you want to split hairs like you love to do, go ahead.
Well, but wait a minute. Actually, my wife brought this up.
It's just a title.
And that's my point. The Olympics, the best of the best play in the Olympics.
I will take.
But isn't that fair? I mean, do you see the best men American players playing the World Championships? You don't. You only see them play in the Olympics. The best of the best play in the Olympics. They don't necessarily play in FIBA.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I've seen some Olympic teams that aren't too damn good. So, I mean.
But everybody is involved for an Olympic gold medal. Not everybody is involved for the World Championship. You don't have a stacked American team in the World Championship.
It doesn't interest me.
But no, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, Olympic basketball used to be appointment viewing for me. It's just not now.
Right.
Just isn't. And I admit, now, that's not true. If Jamal Murray is playing in a meaningful game and I can watch that, mm-hmm. then I would be into it more for connections to the Nuggets than I would be connections to the countries.
I get here's a question we're getting. I'm taking this for a hard right turn. If you're looking at the best teams in the world,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you took the best team in the world from a certain country, let's say it's the Dominican Republic, Venezuela,
okay.
whoever, and put them against the World Series champ, who do you think would win?
The World Series champ.
Oh, I don't. I don't, because it's an all-star team, And by the way, unlike basketball,
a World Series champ,
yep,
who has played through 162 games,
there's not as
battle tested through postseason.
Yep.
The best players in the world, yep, are on those teams anyway. Wouldn't beat the Venezuelan team.
If you
wouldn't beat the team from the Dominican, I in a 7-game series with something on the line, I respectfully disagree with you.
Well, I'll look into this, and this is what I mean. I'll find you a roster of the last team that won the world championship. And would that team beat? Now, remember, I mean, you probably have, I don't know. I would really have to look at the rosters here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll look at during the break. Point is that with Caitlin Clark, I think you put her on the team. You have a short leash with her. If she's not playing well, just pull her out. It's that simple. Just pull her out. But put her on the team because you're going to have a ton of eyeballs.
Yes.
And here's something else that is way, way, way in the weeds. Don't you want to accelerate her growth to be maybe eventually the best player in the WNBA, in which she is the poster child of the WNBA? And what better way to do it than to have her practice against the top American players in the world? That would accelerate her growth.
How long are they in the Olympic break now? The WNBA, are they still playing regular season games?
Yeah. The WNBA, yeah.
For how long?
I'll check here.
Get on that.
They play tonight. Caitlin Clark does play tonight.
Okay.
I know that.
But I mean, when do they actually congregate to go play in to get ready to play for the Olympics? Because my deal is, if you're telling me that a team throws themselves together in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm showing you a team that's really not as good as they could be. Period.
They play for a while, not till July 17th.
Okay, and when did the Olympics start?
I think a week or two after that.
Okay. So how much time is this team really going to be playing together, and teams around the world going to be playing together? To me, that's the fallacy of the Olympics in terms of basketball and what you're seeing. It's not like hockey where they took all kinds of time off and then they get together and they get to be a unit. I don't know. There are other things that I pay attention to in the Olympics. Basketball, unfortunately, isn't one of them for me anymore. That's it. That's just for me. I understand a lot of other people will be locked in on it, and I appreciate that because I used to be one of those people.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll break down the Celtics taking a 2-0 series lead by winning their 9th straight playoff game, and the Rockies called up their #1 overall prospect over the weekend. We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
So let me stand corrected because there was a miscommunication. I picked teams from Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Cuba, whoever. If you took the best American players and they all chose to play, and put them up against a World Series winner.
And could season them. But
it's still an individual game wrapped in a team sport because guys stand at the plate by themselves. If you took the top three or four American starting pitchers and put them up against a World Series champ, I like my chances. If you took Stanton and Judge, both Americans, and stuck them in your lineup along with the other best American players.
Well, unless you were playing the Yankees. Then you wouldn't be. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but as you know, the Yankees don't win World Series anymore. Enough to worry about it.
Sure as hell don't.
Right.
They're in too tough a division.
Yeah, but you see my point because there's no. I think you're closer to it
when you bring the American component in.
Yeah.
I think there's more of an argument. Yes.
Time now for just in case you missed it.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, Celtics won their ninth straight playoff game and took a 2-0 lead over the Mavericks in the NBA Finals, pulling out a 105-98 win despite a 32-point showing from Luka Doncic. Jrue Holiday and Derek White stepped up for Boston on both ends of the court. That last block from Derek White on Washington was probably the play of the game. Celtics are now 14-2 in the playoffs. Your thoughts on the Celtics taking a commanding 2-0 lead as the series shifts to Dallas?
Statistically, I think it's 84% chance to win the series. Hard to argue, but I don't think that Dallas is done here. Haven't seen our best from Kyrie Irving yet. May not. Who knows? I mean, that may have a lot to do with what Boston is doing defensively on him, but I would expect him to play better. Listen, you call that hand on the back on that block with Jaylen Brown and Derek White on Washington. I mean, that's a three-point game with 56 seconds left. That's a one-possession game with 56 seconds left. Didn't turn out that way. I get it. Boston's up 2-0. But I don't know, Eric. I don't look at Boston and think that this is an immovable force. I think that Dallas has a chance to get back into this series. Would I pick them to do it? Obviously, they're down to Love. I wouldn't pick them to do it, but I'm not saying it's a slam dunk for the Celtics either.
Boston has limited Dallas to be a one-man team.
They have, and that's been the key so far, right?
Kyrie Irving has been a great story, but you can make the case even in the Western Conference Finals, he was hit or miss.
Yeah, he had
a couple of great games and a couple of games you're like, oh, where is he?
Much more of a non-factor, and I mean non-factor in this finals.
Right.
And that's not on Kyrie Irving as much as I think that's why Boston is what they are. They're just so good defensively.
Just in case you missed it, Rockies called up their number one overall prospect, Adell Amador from AA Hartford, and placed Brendan Rodgers on the 10-day IL with a hamstring strain. Amador is the number 32 overall prospect in baseball, and he made his debut yesterday starting at second base, got a hit in his first major league at-bat. He had 6 home runs in his last 9 games in AA. How exciting of a prospect is Adell Amador?
He is exciting. He also stole a base yesterday. He leads the Eastern League with 22 stolen bases, and he hadn't really even been off to a good start, save for the last 8 games in Hartford. So he's intriguing. I like what they're doing. It's good to see some of these guys in the big leagues for them to get a little taste, a little flavor. I thought Bud Black was right on target yesterday. It was in a good place on a Sunday in St. Louis with really good crowd, buzz in the ballpark, and the kid lived up to the expectation. My understanding is that he will go down when Brendan Rodgers comes back at second base, and that's okay. To me, he looks like a September call-up, and then you go into spring training with him next year, and we'll see what they do. There are some promising, I'm not going to even say promising, there are some very intriguing pieces that the Rockies have that are young and getting there. And this would be, and Amador's another guy. He's a guy. When you start thinking about Tolia at first, Amador at second, and Tovar at shortstop, and BMAC isn't that old over at third base right now, really. Late 20s, I think. So that's not a bad little lineup to roll out there. You got to continue to pitch, and they've got some other issues, but there you go. Long-winded answer to what should have been a lot shorter.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a price match guarantee. They have great financing options. You can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. So they have everything going on under one roof. Plus, they have a clearance center where you can get scratch and ding stuff for hundreds less on high-end appliances. You should really go check them out. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, CBS Sports had a really interesting article titled AFC Rookies Taken After Day One Who Could Earn Key Roles This Season. Honestly, after the Bo Nix pick, the guy that they picked, I wouldn't have had him in my top three. But apparently, he's number one according to them.
All right.
That's next.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.